Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The One-Page Financial Plan by Carl Richards offers a practical antidote to financial overwhelm. Instead of promising shortcuts or complicated systems, Richards focuses on a clear, values-driven way to make money decisions that actually stick. Known for explaining finance through simple sketches and plain language, he argues that most people do not need more investment products or perfect spreadsheets. They need a personal plan they can understand, revisit, and follow in real life. The book centers on building a single, simple page that captures what matters most: your priorities, the trade-offs you accept, and the basic behaviors that make progress inevitable. It reframes financial planning as an ongoing process rather than a one-time event, emphasizing clarity over complexity and consistency over prediction. For readers who feel paralyzed by choices, skeptical of financial jargon, or tired of advice that ignores human behavior, this book provides a calmer, more realistic way to take control and move forward. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, start with values, not spreadsheets. A central idea in the book is that good financial decisions flow from personal values rather than from optimization tools or market forecasts. Richards encourages readers to define what money is for in their own lives, then use that clarity to guide every major choice. This approach changes the question from what is the best product to what supports the life I want. When priorities are explicit, trade-offs become easier to accept, and the temptation to chase trendy strategies or compare yourself to others loses power. This topic emphasizes that financial stress often comes from ambiguity. People save, invest, and spend without a coherent purpose, so any new decision feels loaded and risky. By writing down what matters most, such as family stability, flexibility, generosity, or early retirement, you create a simple filter for decisions. That filter can reduce impulsive spending, prevent overconfidence during good markets, and provide steadiness during downturns. The values first method also helps couples or families align, because it invites discussion about goals and fears instead of arguing over line items. The result is not perfection, but a durable direction you can live with for decades. Secondly, the one-page plan as a behavioral tool. Richards frames the one-page plan as a behavioral solution, not merely a document. The goal is to create something short enough to be used repeatedly, especially when emotions run high. Long plans often fail because they are too complex to maintain. They become filing cabinet artifacts. A single page is different. It can be reviewed regularly, shared with a partner, and updated when life changes without turning into a project. This topic highlights how simplicity supports follow-through. When your plan is readable at a glance, you are more likely to act on it, automate saving, maintain emergency reserves, rebalance periodically, and resist panic moves. Richards also uses the idea of rules of thumb and pre-commitments, basic decisions made in calm moments that protect you in stressful ones. The plan works like a personal policy statement for everyday life. It can include guiding principles, target behaviors, and a short list of next actions, all tied to your values. Instead of seeking certainty about the future, the plan helps you build a repeatable process that produces progress even when the future stays uncertain. Thirdly, controlling what you can and ignoring noise. Another major focus is separating controllable outcomes from uncontrollable outcomes. Richards stresses that people waste energy trying to forecast markets, interest rates, or the perfect entry point. The book encourages readers to redirect attention to the levers they actually control: spending rate, savings rate, diversification, time horizon, and fees. This shift reduces anxiety and improves results because long-term financial success is usually driven by consistent behavior rather than clever predictions. This topic also addresses the role of media and financial chatter. Constant news updates can create the illusion that action is required, even when doing nothing is the better choice. Richards promotes a calmer relationship with information, where you consume less noise and rely more on your plan. By clarifying why you invest and how you will respond to volatility, you are less likely to buy high in excitement or sell low in fear. The emphasis is not on ignoring risk, but on acknowledging it and building buffers, diversification, and patience into your approach. Over time, this mindset can help you stay invested, avoid costly mistakes, and experience more confidence because your choices are grounded in process rather than prediction. Fourthly, using simple guardrails for spending and saving, Richards advocates for straightforward guardrails that make day-to-day money management easier. Instead of tracking every transaction forever, he emphasizes creating a small number of rules that keep spending aligned with priorities and saving on track. The one-page plan can translate big goals into repeatable habits, such as paying yourself first, maintaining an emergency fund, or setting boundaries around lifestyle inflation. This topic is especially helpful for readers who feel guilty or confused about budgeting. the book leans towards systems that reduce decision fatigue, automation, default choices, and predefined limits. When saving and investing happen automatically, progress becomes less dependent on motivation. Guardrails also help you spend without constant second-guessing, because you have already decided what trade-offs you accept. For example, you might choose to spend freely on travel but keep housing costs within a defined range. The details of each person's plan will differ, but the structure stays simple: prioritize, automate, and review. This approach can make finances feel more humane, because it respects that people are busy and imperfect, yet still capable of making steady progress with the right structure. Lastly, a long-term investor mindset and practical portfolio basics. While the book is not positioned as a technical investing manual, it reinforces foundational investing principles that support long-term success. Richards emphasizes patience, diversification, and alignment between risk and personal goals. Rather than chasing complex strategies, readers are encouraged to adopt a portfolio approach that is understandable and sustainable through market cycles. The point is to pick a reasonable plan and stick with it, not to find a magical allocation. This topic connects investing to behavior and identity. When you view yourself as a long-term investor, short-term fluctuations become less personal and less urgent. The one-page plan can include your investment philosophy, rebalancing approach, and rules for when, if ever, you would make changes. By writing these down, you reduce the chance of reacting emotionally to volatility. The book also points readers toward awareness of costs and incentives, encouraging skepticism about unnecessary complexity. For many households, a simple, diversified set of funds combined with steady contributions can outperform more elaborate approaches once mistakes and fees are considered. The practical value here is confidence. You can participate in markets with a plan you understand, leaving more time and mental bandwidth for life outside finance. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want clarity more than complexity, beginners who feel intimidated by personal finance, professionals who are overwhelmed by options, couples trying to align priorities, and experienced investors who suspect that their biggest challenge is behavior, not knowledge. It is also a strong fit for anyone who keeps starting and stopping financial systems, because the one-page approach is designed to be used, not admired. The book can benefit a reader life by reducing anxiety and decision fatigue. By grounding money choices in personal values, it turns abstract numbers into a practical plan for living. The focus on controllable actions encourages steady habits like saving automatically, staying diversified, and avoiding reactive decisions during market swings. That combination of clarity and consistency can improve both financial outcomes and peace of mind. Compared with similar personal finance books, this one stands out for its restraint and usability. It does not rely on complicated tactics, constant tracking, or predictions about the economy. Instead, it offers a framework that is easy to revisit as life changes, which is often what people actually need. If you want a financial plan you will maintain, discuss, and follow, it is worth buying for its simplicity, behavioral realism, and long-term usefulness. If you would like to support Carl Richards, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.